According to Dr. Scott Eidelman, an assistant professor of psychology at the University of Arkansas, one of the many reasons why we choose a product or an idea over others might be longevity, that is, how long a product, service, or an idea has been in use or effect. Dr. Eidelman says that his curiosity regarding why people do what they do led to this study.
Well, psychologists generally are interested in people and why they behave the way they do. Social psychologists are particularly interested in how people influence one another, how they're influenced by other people. And I've had a longstanding interest in what motivates people to be persuaded by things that have been established, things that they've done before, things that represent the status quo.
Dr. Eidelman says there is previous research that indicates people tend to prefer things they're used to or know about. Many reasons are cited for why this happens.
One obvious reason why people tend to like things that have been established is because those things are actually better. You know, we make choices, we have values. We make choices not because we think we're wrong, but because we think we're right. And once we've made those choices and we like what we get, you know, we want to stick with it. And that makes a lot of sense. Other research shows that when we have to make decisions between options, people have a tendency to be what we would call risk-averse. They prefer to avoid losses more than they prefer obtaining gains.
Along with his colleagues Jennifer Battershall and Christian S. Crandall, Dr. Eidelman conducted an experiment on several groups of college students in a lab where the different groups were exposed to different versions of the same stimuli. In this case, information regarding how long has a thing existed was altered.
There's research that shows people like what they're familiar with. The more often you've been exposed to something, the more you tend to like it. Students in my classroom, when they come in the first day of class, they find a seat, and though there's no really good reason for this, they tend to sit in the same spot for the entire semester. There's something comforting about what we're familiar with, something we're used to. Our interest was doing something similar to that in the lab, but changing it slightly. We were less interested in what people have done in the past and more interested in how they might make some inferences about something they thought was done in the past. In other words, these students didn't have repeated exposure with all of these things that we exposed them to, our stimuli. Instead, we simply told them this has been around for a while.
The hypothesis that longevity affects the perception of quality in a positive manner has been tested by the professor in a different experiment too. Only this time, a representative sample of American voters was used.
We used the sample to investigate the sort of things that we're talking about here, and in fact in an interesting domain with some political implications. We asked this representative sample of American voters what they thought about what are often referred to as torture practices that took place during the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, things like waterboarding. We gave people a brief description of these practices, and we simply varied how long these practices had been around. We told some people that during the Iraq War, these techniques had been used for the first time. They were rather novel. Other people were told that these techniques had been done for 60, 70 years. The U.S. government had been using these techniques for a while. And then we asked people what they thought about these practices, whether they considered it to be torture, whether they thought these practices were justified, whether they were ever any good. And of course, it turns out that participants who thought that these practices had been around for a long time thought that the practices were more justified, thought that they were more likely to get good information, even though participants tended to agree that these practices were considered torture.
The researchers also asked respondents about their party affiliation and found the effects hold independent of people's political identity. But don't many individuals prefer change and thrive on innovation?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, there is research that shows that people sometimes prefer things that are different, that people like novelty. Interestingly, though, if you look closely at the research, what it seems to suggest is not that people prefer things that are new and prefer things that are novel, but they prefer things that are either new and improved. So in other words, something that has a little bit of old in it, but it's been tinkered with and now better. Or when they do prefer something new, similarly, it's against the backdrop of something that's comfortable, something that's established, something that people are familiar with. So, for example, in psychology, there's something called, that researchers refer to as neophobia in taste. Kids in particular don't like flavors that they haven't been exposed to before. Well, it turns out the best way to get kids to try a new flavor and to like it is to take the new flavor and to mix it in with a flavor that they already are familiar with. So in other words, absolutely that there are exceptions, and in fact times when you find the opposite. I'm happy to say that oftentimes, though, these tendencies are, I think, tied into the sort of stuff that we're investigating, that having a little bit of security, a little bit of comfort can go a long way in encouraging people to try something that they're not familiar with.
Dr. Eidelman says his research has many social implications in everyday life.
On the one hand, it can explain in part a number of phenomena that we see out there in the world. Things like why folks seem to get excited about traditions. It can explain why certain companies persist over time. It might explain or provide the psychological explanation for incumbency effects in politics. And one of the things that I find most particularly most interesting is an implication of the research that we've done to this point, that it seems that people who are interested in changing the way things are, people who are interested in doing something different than what they've done before, have now an additional hurdle that they have to get over to make that happen.
In other words, participating in social change may be much more difficult than sticking to the status quo. For Resarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.